Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As a former legislator, I understand the roles of the three branches of government and the reason for the separation of powers, and I frequently find myself at odds with judges who forget their role and decide to legislate from the bench. That's never been a problem for one of America's most famous judges, and that would be U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Justice Scalia spoke to a packed house at the Grand Tree Hotel in Bozeman on Monday, and hearing him was a breath of fresh air. He's funny, down-to-earth, gracious, and of course an intellectual and judicial powerhouse. By his own admission, he has two causes. First, to keep the court in its proper place within the three branches, and interestingly, he does this by reminding Congress of the power that it has. And secondly, he's a staunch crusader to uphold the Constitution's original meaning, a cause that he says is losing ground. Be prepared to get an earful if you ever ask Justice Scalia about the concept of an evolving or living Constitution. In his opinion, it's simple. The Constitution means what it says, and if we don't like it, we can always amend it. But it should be amended by the people, not the courts. He said that the justices are no better equipped to decide what rights ought to exist than Joe Sixpack. These aren't questions for lawyers, he said. These are the questions that society decides and debates. Justices should not be allowed to, in effect, hold a mini-constitutional convention every time they decide a case. A good example is Hillary Clinton, who was asked recently if she were president if she would reintroduce the Equal Rights Amendment. Her response was, "We don't need to. We've already gotten most of it implemented through the courts." Now think about what she just said. In the 1970s, Congress passed and the states were asked to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. That's the proper process. In the end, the states said no. But it didn't end there. The courts did an end run around the citizens and slowly adopted the provisions of the amendment by judicial decree. In effect, amending the U.S. Constitution by fiat, which is exactly what Justice Scalia rails against. He says that it's ridiculous to think that the framers would have ever set up a system where a majority of five lawyers on the court get to decide social values for the rest of the nation. We have a case right now in Montana that speaks directly to this issue. It's the case of Planned Parenthood asking the court to nullify Montana's parental consent statute. 70% of Montanans said that they thought parents should be involved in a minor's decision to get an abortion when they voted yes on LR 120 in the last election cycle. Now, one judge is being asked to overturn the will of 70% of the people, which brings us to Scalia's last point, which is a simple concept: majority rules in a representative republic such as ours. Yes, there are provisions in the Constitution to protect the minority, but who put them there? A majority of the framers, who ratified the Constitution, a majority. The concept of a living or evolving Constitution, amended regularly by five lawyers on the Supreme Court, is a dangerous practice that Justice Scalia has spent the better part of his career speaking against. It weakens our republic, and if allowed to continue, will result in a government that is no longer of, by, and for the people. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.